My name's Mary McCulloch. I've lived in Carradale all my life. Both sets of my grandparents also. My grandfather, my father, my uncle were all fishermen. I worked in the hotel and I've worked in an office in Campbelltown. I haven't worked for quite a long time. I've got four children, one of which still lives here, the two in Edinburgh and one in Crieff. Carradale's a small village which has a hotel, a guest house, a tea room, a beautiful bay which is about a mile long, very safe for swimming. There's also another beach at Portree, a golf course. There's a restaurant at one end. There's plenty nice walks. There's no crime. Or virtually no crime. Everybody used to look out for each other. But it's since there's virtually no fishing industry, the main population's elderly. There's really no work for, apart from the fish farm, there's really no work for anybody young, so there's nothing really to encourage anybody to come here to settle now, unless you're either retired or quite a lot of the houses are second homes. Growing up in the village was had a lot of freedom. There was always something happening. There was all the boarding houses and the tea rooms, and we usually worked all summer from about the age of 11 and earned about £5 a week. There was a dance on a Monday, a Wednesday, a Friday and a Saturday, which we all went to. Very often we'd go out in the fishing boats when they were at the Heron, leaving at 10 at night, back in maybe about 7 in the morning, and calling at the bakehouse for hot rolls and then straight to work. There was always something going on in the summer. There was lifeboat days and nights, gala days. There was a lot more life than there is now. There was about 24 boats at that time. Now there's only a couple that are creelers. Most of the men were employed in the fishing. When my eldest daughter went to primary school, there was 89 in the school. There's now averaging between 12 and 15. Most of us, when we were between about 13 and 16, went to Campbelltown to the dances, where I met my husband 52 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was always something going on. The pub was always busy. The pub was that busy that very often there'd be, in the summer, there'd be people sitting round the monument at Aird's with pints. A lot of the houses up until this early 70s, mm-hmm, had sheds behind them and the families in the houses would move into the sheds for the summer and let out the main house. When we got married in 1975, there was a shortage of council houses and nearly all of us were living in sheds till we got houses. There was a lot, quite a lot, got married all about the same time, with the effect that a lot of the children were all roughly the same age and the classes were quite big. In fact, there would be as many in the primary one class, I think, when Mary went to school, as what's in the whole school now. I can't really see anything changing. And there's a very limited amount of young people. because there's really no work, most of them move away, with the result that the it is an ageing population.